All right, next patient is Gary Wilcox, WILCOX, 925/50, 119, Rivermont, MC, CC. Met with patient and his wife was present, HPI, 75-year-old gentleman who was seen in his room. His wife was there early this morning when I got here. I saw her in the dining area. Patient had just had breakfast, and I asked the staff what she was doing here so early, and I'm told by ED and ADON that she is here every day, coming in the morning and staying until he's ready for bed, which accounts for why the patient has not acclimated to the facility. He stays in his room with her all day. When he comes to eat, she sits with him and directs his feeding, what to cut and what to use the knife and fork with, etc., rather than him being able to figure it out for himself, period. The patient, even when he's talking, looks to her to see if what he's saying is okay, period. Patient doesn't attempt to speak to the staff if he needs something, but rather his wife will go to them, or she will call him and check on him. And if he reports something to her, then she calls the staff and tells him what he needs, period. Patient is verbal. His speech is intelligible. Then I spoke to the ED about this issue, who agrees that she needs to let him be here on his own for a while so that he learns to navigate for himself, period. So before dinner, I went back to patient's room. Wife was still there, and I told her that she needed to allow him the room to stand up for himself, speak to the staff, learn to interact with other residents as he is isolated in his room, and when he interacts with anyone, it's only her, and he lives here, she doesn't, period. I told her that she needed to take some time for herself. She looks tired, which staying gone all day from home and monitoring him when she pays the facility to do that. She then brings up that a while back it didn't appear that he was getting the best of care. Things have significantly changed, and that was about 3 months ago. And staff were let go, and there's new staff in place, and things are moving smoother, and she acknowledges that, period. So hopefully she will take time, period. Patient, on the other hand, is easygoing, cooperative to care. He takes his medications as per usual, but he's always in his room. He does come out for meals, but doesn't interact again with anyone, period. All right, his diagnoses, MCI, exacerbated by bifrontal subarachnoid hemorrhages, vertigo managed with meclizine, HTN, DM type 2, GERD, depression, allergic rhinitis, HLD, gout, CAD, prostate CA, status post RTX, chronic left cerebral artery occlusion, chronic hyponatremia, cervical stenosis, history of MI, medications unchanged from 1210 note, code status DNR, allergies PCN, diet is liberalized diabetic diet. Vital signs: 136 over 73, 78, 97.7, 18, 98%, and 164 pounds, which is a weight gain of 12 pounds. General patient seated quietly in his room. He is pleasant and soft-spoken. He can speak for himself, and with encouragement will do it, but then often looks over at his wife to see if it's okay. And when I, with him present, I told his wife that she needed to stay home for a while. She stated that she was going to make the exception because she's going to come for dinner. They like to have dinner together. And so I said, you can just get here before dinner, but not 2 hours before dinner, and then leave thereafter, period. He didn't seem at all distressed by that, didn't attempt to intervene and say something on her behalf, period. Neuroorientation to self in Oklahoma. His speech is clear. He takes his time in answering questions. His affect is generally blunted, but occasionally he'll smile, have affect congruent to situation. If asked, he will tell you what he needs. He has to be spoken to a little slowly, with clear words, and encouraged to ask for help or let other people help him, period. Okay, H-E-N-T, he has full thickness hair, E-O-M-I-P-E-R-L-A, nares patent, moist oral mucosa, neck supple, clear carotid, no LAD. Cardiac, he had a regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber, gallop, PMI, non-displaced. Respiratory, normal effort and rate, clear lung fields, no cough, symmetric excursion. Abdomen is soft. Bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness. Skin warm, dry, intact with good turgor. ANP number 1. Musculoskeletal discomfort. Patient has benefited from Tylenol AM and HS. His wife asked if he could have a mid-afternoon dose, so I've written for another gram to be given at 2 p.m. and have told her that that is the limit of what he'll be able to take daily of Tylenol, period. Patient also has chronic pain complaints about both shoulders. It was the first time I heard it. Wife states that when he was in the hospital since he was admitted here after a fall, that they x-rayed his shoulders, and then because of the ongoing complaints, CT scan was done, and they were not able to find anything that was problematic. Patient had both shoulders replaced a few years back, period. And then he complains of right wrist pain as well, and there was an x-ray that was done that I reviewed with him today that showed moderate degenerative change at the base of the right thumb and first carpometacarpal joint, period. So we are just going to have to treat his pain symptomatically, and we'll see if the Tylenol 3 times daily helps. If not, then we'll maybe consider starting Tramadol, period. Then next is cognitive impairment is severe. His MMSE score on 10/15/2025 was 6. So he's not in the mild or MCI category, period. 99350 and direct POA contact, 30 minutes.